This exercise is called the Path Up the Mountains, and this is a brief values mindfulness exercise which has been adapted from Hayes, Strozahl, and Wilson, 1999. And this exercise is suitable for adolescents and adults. So now let us use our imaginations here again. And if you're willing, close your eyes or just lower your gaze or fix your gaze on some steady point in front of you. And let's take a few moments to settle into yourself. Take a few good deep breaths and just observe what you're feeling like on the inside. And if you notice your mind is really busy or chattery right now, just notice for a moment what it's saying. If you can, imagine you can nod towards your thoughts, almost as if you're saying, "I'll catch up with you later," and see if you can gently set those thoughts aside for now. And then I'd like you to observe, have you got any particular sensations in your body? Are there parts of you that feel stiff or tight or tense? Or maybe there are parts of you that feel really sore, like you've got some sort of injury. Maybe you overdid it at some sport you play. Or, you know, maybe that muscle tension feels great. Maybe that tells you you had a particularly good walk or run. Or maybe you don't notice anything at all right now. Maybe it's just nice to close your eyes for a few moments. So whatever you're noticing here is just fine. There's no right or wrong way to do this. You're just observing your own moment-to-moment experience in a much more attentive way than we normally do. And now all that stuff that you noticed or thought or felt, let's see if you can set all of that aside too, just gently, like you can place it down. And come with us on a journey into your own imagination. So let's suppose you're bushwalking on the mountain somewhere and you're headed for the mountaintop. Can you see this in your imagination right now? Great. Now, still inside your imagination, look all around you. What do you see? And notice how the mountain trails wind back and forth as you're walking upwards. Notice how sometimes you have to double back or go around some sort of obstacle or tree or maybe rough undergrowth. And that as you do this, maybe sometimes it feels like you're going in the wrong direction. And maybe sometimes you will even drop back to a level that was lower than where you were before. But just keep observing this as you continue to travel up the mountain path. Now, if I asked you at a number of points to tell me how you were going or what kind of progress you were making, I might get a different response each and every time I asked you the question. For example, if you were doubling back, you might say that things weren't going that well and that you might never ever reach the top. Notice how this might feel for a moment. Or if you were in an open part and you could see the mountaintop, you might say that things were going really, really well. Then I'll invite you to notice how that feels. And now imagine that we're across the valley with binoculars and we can see other people climbing the trail. If we were asked how they were going, we could probably see that they were getting closer to the top. And we might be able to notice that their overall direction, you know, is leading them to the top. And not just what it looks like from when they're actually down on the trail. And we might be able to see that following that crazy path in all directions eventually leads to the top. So let's think about where you are on the journey of your own life right now as you're heading up this mountainous journey? Can you notice what kind of obstacles might be here for you? Can you notice what gets in the way of you getting to the top or going to the places where your heart wants to bring you? What do you think are the bits of rough undergrowth or the pieces of tricky, difficult, or slippery terrain? Can you see what those things might be for you? Where are the giant boulders? And where are the small stepping stones? Can you see them? Now, if you notice your mind wandering at any stage in this exercise, just gently bring it back to your mountainous path. That's just a normal part of what minds do, wander. And as you're here, is there a river that you can't seem to cross? Or maybe just as you come to a river that's both wide and deep, you remember that you're actually a really good swimmer. Or maybe you can see some natural way across the river that you hadn't noticed before. But just notice what is here in your imagination right now. And as you head up the mountain trail of your life, what does your journey look like? Can you notice the rough and the smooth, the deep and the wide, the cloudy and the clear? Really take it all in. Because this is your journey. And you know this journey better than anybody else on the planet. And as you are traveling on this journey, what else do you notice? Is your mind labeling this experience in any way? Is your mind telling you that this is too hard and that you need help or that you're not doing it right? Or maybe your mind is telling you you got this. Or perhaps your mind says something else completely different that I never thought of. So what does your mind say to you as you travel this journey up the mountain? Not forgetting to breathe. And now, if you can, I'd like you to imagine that you've made it to the top of the mountain. And when you get here, imagine that you've landed at your favorite life scene. And as you look back down on the path you've traveled to get here, what do you observe? What was your journey like as you look back on it? Take a minute to reflect on that. Has it been terribly rocky and difficult? Or were there plenty of parts that were smooth and easygoing? Or maybe it was a bit of both of those things and lots more besides. Remember, this is your journey in your own imagination and your own memory about your very own journey. So there's no right or wrong way to do this. And again, if you notice your mind starting to wander, gently remind yourself again that that is just a thing that minds do, and gently bring your attention back to the scene at the top of your mountain. And as you're looking back over your journey, what was it like at each point? And can you remember how at certain points you thought you might never make it past a particularly difficult hurdle, and yet here you are, the top of your own mountain? Can you imagine what might be here if you really made it to the top? Like, what exactly is on top of your own mountain. What is it that might be so important or so desirable that you've climbed this enormous mountain to get here? You see, we aim for lots of things in life. In previous exercise, we talked about letting our values be our guide or our compass. So for now, what we want you to notice is what kinds of obstacles might be in your way in your life right now. And what would it be like if you could somehow navigate your way around them or through them? And what is it in your life that is so important that it makes this journey worthwhile? Because it seems to us that much of life is like being a journey on a trail like this. Sometimes we're lost in the bush, and sometimes we're on top of the mountain. So when you're ready, you can slowly let go of these images. Slowly observing how your body feels right now. Observe what your breathing feels like. Is it slow, uneven? Or is it shallow and jagged? Or maybe something completely different? Just observe where you are at right now, inside your own skin. And then allowing your attention and awareness to widen and slowly begin to observe wherever your body is right now. What are the parts of your body that are touching the chair? Can you notice your feet on the ground? Wriggle your fingers. Roll your neck around. If that feels right for you. And then have a good stretch. And when you're ready, you can slowly open up your eyes and come back fully into the room that you're in.